fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 21st day of April, year of our Lord 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that the people in charge of education really don't like. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The expanded prepper tip of the day begins with, make sure your rifle is properly sighted in. Most men and women, they will properly sight it in a rifle, put it in the safe, and forget about it for maybe months or even years, assuming it'll still be sighted in when they take it back out of the safe. That's not a wise thing to do. So you need to get that rifle out, check to make sure it's properly sighted in. Of course, before you do that, that the sight is mounted properly, all the screws and attachments are good and tight like they should be. Then double check that, make sure it's properly sighted in. And afterwards, clean that rifle thoroughly, really thoroughly, and better than you ever have done in the past. Moving on from there, we are taking orders for Berkey water filters. Be advised, we're looking at a six-week turnaround time, six-week back order minimum. Everybody wants a Berkey at the same time. That's kind of put a strain, to say the least, on my distributor. And also, doTERRA On Guard. On Guard is the proprietary version of Thieves Oil, used successfully centuries ago in Europe with the bubonic plague. So limit one bottle per customer. If you get a kit that has On Guard in it, then you can buy another bottle on top of that. But that's available at my website under products. We've got doTERRA, and we have the Berkey water filters and, of course, energy cleaners at my website at thelibertyman.com. I talked to Steve Ben Noon 2 days ago He was pretty sure then he would be able to join us. He has not joined us yet. If he does, of course, we'll bring him on board. Steve Ben Noon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. IsraeliNewsLive.org. Let's see what he's got there posted as website right now. He's pretty good about getting something new posted pretty frequently. There's a new video there, looks like 21 minutes, that you can watch. Steve and I met last, it's been about, I'll be a year ago next month in Cincinnati. We were both speakers at the speaking event in Cincinnati that was promoted and sponsored by Pastor Paul Begley. And we became good friends then, and we remain good friends. Steve may end up living in my neighborhood. That would be great. So we'll see. In the meantime, we'll have open lines at 800-313-9443. At my website at the thelibertyman.com, our COVID-19 Chinese flu updates has grown to now two blocks. Professor McCanning has written what he calls the top 16 facts of COVID-19 planned democide. He just added to it an addendum this morning, which has been posted there as well. It's been about 16 years ago. Professor McKinney had some issues that he was dealing with privately. I reached out to him to offer my help professionally, and we've been friends ever since. I've met Jim face-to-face twice. We talk on the telephone privately as we need to, and of course, Jim's on my show every Wednesday. There was a period of, I don't know how many months it was, 5 or 6 months, when I had a show on WWCR immediately following Professor McCanny's show on WWCR. I wasn't getting the numbers I needed to support that effort financially, so I dropped it, but that was a fun thing to do while I did do it. it's not necessarily well known or well understood, but many of us talk show hosts know each other. We've worked together. Some of us have become friends over the years, and that's part of what goes on behind the scenes. It's one of the things I liked about Vince Finelli's conferences that he sponsored down there in Springfield and in Lebanon was the opportunity to meet the talk show hosts that I'd got to know over the years and get to meet them face-to-face and share a meal or two and get to know them even better. It was a lot of value there. I know when I was in Dallas on one of my speaking engagements there, I got to meet Lisa Haven. I got to meet John B. Wells and many other people that L.A. Marzulli, for example, many other people that I'd got to know over the years but had never met face-to-face. We do exchange information privately. We do. And we know each other, and we talk to each other, and many of us are friends. And it's very helpful to have friends in the business. It's very helpful to exchange information privately and discuss what's going on, who, what, where, when, and why that goes into good journalism. And that's what we are. We're broadcast journalists. My first semester in college, a absolute disaster academically, but I had to list a major, so I listed journalism. At the time, it seemed like something that I wanted to do with who I was at the time as a rather naive 18-year-old just out of high school. I listed journalism as my major, so here I am more than half a century later, and I am, in fact, a broadcast journalist. It's been quite a journey, an interesting and fun journey living this life. Under COVID-19 updates, we begin with the official virus numbers. Now, it's very critical when official is in quotes, in quotation marks. There is a test that can test to see if a person has antibodies for COVID-19. That test costs more than $1,000 and takes probably a week or two to get the results back from a highly specialized laboratory. Almost nobody gets that test. The test people do get can't tell if you've got the COVID-19 virus or one of the other 1 million coronaviruses, and there are, in fact, 1 million plus coronaviruses. I just found that out 2 weeks ago. So that number is basically meaningless. Now, next we go to Bill Gates giving a TED Talk. At the TED Talk, he advocates the use of vaccines to reduce the population. So how could that happen? Well, you can make the women sterile so they don't have babies. You can make the men sterile so they don't have babies. Or you can just have the vaccines kill people. Is there a fourth option? I listed three. I don't think there's a fourth option. But that's what he says, and you can listen, you can watch him give the speech. Following that, we've got Bill Gates, former pediatrician, the doctor in charge of helping with the health of Bill Gates' children. The doctor was at a conference with other doctors, and he revealed at that conference that Bill Gates does not vaccinate his own children. Then we have Dr. Lynn Horowitz and his letter. I'm going to click on that here real quick. Now, Dr. Horowitz is well qualified to discuss the virus, of any kind of virus. It's a 12-page letter. It lays out the documentation proving, in my opinion, that COVID-19 is, in fact, a biological weapon. Then we go on to Tim Spencer and his latest video. We've got a caller on hold. We'll get to the caller in a little bit. My friend Joseph Botta, he was the assistant, my second in command of the St. Louis County Militia 25 years ago. He's since become a pastor, and he's delivering a presentation about why churches should stay open and not panic. Next, we go to an interview with Dr. Rashid Buttar. Dr. Buttar has enough credentials to be three medical doctors. I mean, this, what a guy. He's also a veteran of Special Forces. And he blasts Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, and exposes the fake pandemic numbers as our economy collapses. Very valuable interview there, about just less than 50 minutes. Next, we go on to Professor McCanny's 16 facts I mentioned earlier, and last but not least, a video of Mike Adams. Mike's a great guy, very bright, and has been doing great work for years. Our first caller is Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Hi. I was calling in to talk about the general state of affairs in terms of this idea of continuing to socially distance and stay at home, shelter at home, and all that sort of stuff, versus getting things more back to normal. And while they haven't changed the policy in the area here in which I live, in the suburbs of Philadelphia, in terms of people are still supposed to be staying in, but the governor has, of course, issued the requirement for people to wear masks. So now everybody's running around with masks and about. But a couple weeks ago, people really were still staying in, and it was remarkably nice actually driving back and forth to work and without all that traffic on the road. It was one side benefit of all that for those of us who were still coming and going to work and that sort of thing. But now that though the policy is that people are still supposed to be staying in, many are heading out. The weather's getting a little nicer. We've had some yucky November and April weather, but where the sun is coming out more, people are getting out more, the traffic is increasing. People are going out to the stores. The stores all have one-way aisles. But my point being that even without a change in policy, people are tired of being cooped up, and they're launching out and about anyway. So that's just what I wanted to you know, okay,
Glenn, you're a healthcare professional, and I'm going to ask you a couple of questions if you got a moment, sir.
Sure.
Previous contagious epidemics, the worst one, of course, being the Spanish flu in 1918, and for centuries. What we've done for centuries is quarantine the sick people and not quarantine the healthy people. Is that a somewhat accurate statement?
Right. Now, the supposed reason why that isn't possible as much in this case is because of this very long incubation period during which a person is contagious. So since it cannot be ascertained exactly who is sick and who is not, that's why they're limiting the movements of everyone, because of this incubation period thing.
Right, right. Well, that's I look at that as a pretext. What they were telling, when it comes to masks and the social distancing, it's not to stop us from getting the virus, it's to slow down how quickly we get it, the assumption being everybody will be exposed to it. We're just slowing down how quickly they get exposed to it. My assumption, and with how this thing is so contagious, is that pretty much everybody will be exposed to it, but we don't want everybody exposed at the same time, because it would collapse our emergency medical treatment system. Your response?
Yes. And then this is the, we've all added these terms to our vocabulary now: flattening the curve, social distancing, community spread. You know, so these terms are now, you know, getting to be very commonplace. We heard Governor Cuomo's impassioned speech of a couple weeks ago about needing 30,000 ventilators, and why won't the government release the 20,000 ventilators and all that. And since that time, now, you know, we have all these companies producing ventilators. The need for ventilators isn't what they anticipated. They're starting to close down some of these off-site makeshift hospitals that were set up in gymnasiums and convention centers. Some of them are open. But like 2 weeks ago, of course, it was this, the crisis thing. We heard about mass graves being dug in Central Park and on Heart Island or whatever it is, in New York. And yeah. And so this stuff is quieting down. Well, I think what the U.S. is going to end up sending ventilators to other countries as they get into their peak. We're starting to see some of that, and we're seeing the vents shifted around to various places. So, and then what happens when everybody does get this? Because we're having questions about people having neurological problems, recovered people having neurological problems such as disorientation and confusion. The question of reinfection. Can people be reinfected? And then what about it attacking lungs, kidneys, liver, and heart, things like this? So all these things are still pending. And then the question of whether or not there'll be a resurgence in the fall as flu season sets back in. So these things are all still on the table.
Well, they are. Now, moving on from there, what viruses in the past have had a vaccine prepared for? And I'm gonna qualify that. A vaccine being something that you take it once and you don't need to take it again for that particular disease. What virus have been proposed and used in the past for other viruses?
Well, smallpox is the one they love to tout, right? You know, we had gotten rid of smallpox, rubella.
And smallpox is, in fact, a virus?
You know, John, I believe so. The flu, for example, Spanish flu you mentioned, Chris Hinckley did a great piece on that, history of that, about how it was neither really a flu nor Spanish, of course, and it, you know, basically ended up coming out of Fort Riley, Kansas, the Army base there, and died of bacterial pneumonia.
That's right. Glenn, you want to hold on? You want to move on, sir?
I'll hold on. Thank you.
Okay, we got a break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Tuesday, the 21st of April. Well, Glenn, I appreciate your input, sir. This old world of ours is changing so quickly, it's making my head spin. How about you, sir?
I think it's going to spin faster, John, because while you're familiar, you know, I'm definitely in agreement that we're definitely in the Matthew 24, you know, beginning of sorrows phase of things, you know, prior to the advent of the Antichrist and the return of Christ and all that sort of thing. So I think people are going to be, this may recede, but the notion of Americans being able to just go back to our narcissistic, hedonistic way of life, disregarding God and just thinking that everything's going to be okay, I think that's a naive premise. So this is certainly a wake-up call.
Well, it is. It is. Recently, I was visiting somebody, and there was a daytime game show on where all the American adults in the audience were dressed up in these various costumes. And I thought to myself, these are the people that are electing our elected officials? I mean,
yeah,
oh,
exactly.
It was scary. It was scary. Glenn, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Also at COVID-19 updates, my friend Ann, she goes by Ann in Missouri, has a number of articles there that you can read. Ann is a engineer environmental engineer, very bright woman. I've known her for quite a few years, very good friend. Our next caller is Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. Well, John, here is my assessment of the COVID-19 situation. And it's not Matthew 24 like the last caller said. It's simple. We're being surrounded by these third world and second world nation wolves, China being in the lead. Now, I'll listen to a little bit of true news. Saudi Arabia is also getting in on the action. They're dumping cheap oil, particularly on Texas, because I listened to some of it on True News, and the Texans are furious over this because Saudi Arabia...
It's worse than that, Jeff. Yesterday, yes. Oil was selling for negative $35 a barrel.
Wow.
Are you aware of that?
No, here's what happened. I know it's in the negative numbers, but I wasn't aware of the exact number.
Well, here's what happened. There's men and women involved in what they call futures contracts, where they make a bid to buy. It could be anything. It could be oil. It could be pork bellies. It could be sugar at so many dollars. And then when a futures contract comes due, they can sell it and make a profit. Well, yes. Yesterday, nobody was buying. And the people holding these future contracts were panicking because they were about to have to purchase oil because they had a futures contract and they had no option, with no place, no physical place to put the oil because they don't have tanks that can hold hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil. They don't have tanks to hold any oil. They're just in the business of buying and selling futures. So in order to unload the futures contracts, they had to have pay people to buy the futures contracts from them.
Wow.
So they were paying people $35 a barrel. Please, buy my oil. And here's some money for you to take it.
Incredible.
It is.
Yes. Well, I almost hate to say this, but the solution, on a physical scale anyways, is a Nuremberg-style trial to where the leaders of China are put up by the Western powers for the war crimes they committed by conducting World War III against the Western powers, because this is a jab to commit World War III and so forth. I don't think it's going to happen, but that also puts Saudi Arabia and the Muslim world up for war crimes in this Nuremberg trial, particularly Saudi Arabia for their act in 9/11, for just being evil.
Well, yes. Obviously Saudi Arabia money and people were involved in 9/11/01, but we also had complicity at the highest levels of the U.S. government, and the evidence is, to me, clear and convincing. Anything else, Jeff?
Yes.
Go ahead.
The third tier of the Nuremberg trial is the most evil of U.S. leadership and the most evil of people around the world, like the George Soros, put them up on the Nuremberg trial. And so forth. In other words, the deep state. Before I go, do you think we're going to have a Nuremberg-style trial for all these evil people?
Well, the more I learn about what happened, it did not happen at Nuremberg. I know that the Nuremberg trials were carefully crafted to prevent and make sure that American corporations did not get drug into. I can mention one in particular, ITT, International Telephone Telegraph, did not get drug into the Nuremberg trials for their complicity in World War II. So that was part of the Nuremberg trials as well, Jeff. Will there be a similar event? I don't believe that's going to happen. I really doubt it.
I don't believe it's going to happen either. IBM wasn't in it either. But, hey, John, do have a great day, and thank you for having me on. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you. We have a bottom of the hour break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. My friend Steve Hunt is getting a lot more inquiries. Steve Hunt with Swiss America. If you want to talk to Steve Hunt about what you should do to protect family assets, he'll give you the straight advice, the straight scoop. He will, seriously. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. At the top of my homepage, you'll see what looks like a Christmas gift, a red box with a gold ribbon. Just click on that, and you can sign up to get his newsletter, to get some wonderful publications that he offers. If you don't have internet access, just give him a call at 800-630-1491, 800-630-1491. Also, my website, of course, if you have issues with sleep, many people do. You need yourself an energy cleaner. I use mine every night. I hit that bed, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the first 2 hours, it is the deepest, most peaceful, restful, healing sleep that you can imagine. The next 2 hours, just as good. Typically, I only need, about 6 hours to get the equivalent of what most people get in 8 hours in terms of healthy, healing sleep with my energy cleaner. You can also. Yes, I go to bed with minor aches and pains. I'm a pretty active guy. I am. Up and down ladders, moving heavy rocks, moving big logs, riding my 750-pound motorcycle. I go to bed with minor aches and pains. I wake up pain-free after a great night's sleep. So check out the energy cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. Read up on it. Make your decision to which energy, which mattress pad you need to go with it. We have twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. So you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa at my website. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Our next caller is Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. The reason why I'm calling, I forwarded to you and to Doug Hagman, you were talking about FOSSI yesterday. Senate hearings before the Committee on Appropriations, Department of Labor, Health and Human Services and Education, and related agency appropriations fiscal year 2008, 110th Congress first session. Yeah, Senator Harkin was questioning Dr. FOSSI, and he openly admitted that he has heavily collaborated with the Department of Defense. I think they're well aware of what FOSSI is capable of and what he does. And I was truly hoping that you would take a, you and Doug would take a look at it.
Because, well, as much as I don't like Dr. FOSSI, that's not evidence of anything. It's expected that high-level people will cooperate with the Department of Defense if that's an appropriate thing to do. So I don't see that as evidence of anything on by itself, Elizabeth.
Well, the whole thing of it is do you think that they're going to go ahead and press charges on him when they're actually involved in doing the very thing that everybody thinks FOSSI is doing wrong?
Will there be indictments against Dr. Fauci? Is that the question?
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to indict
okay,
him,
well,
are they going to indict the Department of Defense
is,
as well?
The answer is there should be. And I don't believe there will. We need to get past November elections. Everything changes after November. The president will be reelected, I assuming everything moves forward the way it should move forward. But there's things he can't do now because he has to face reelection. If he does anything to really massively upset the pharmaceutical industry, the resources they've got are unimaginable, the financial resources. So the answer to your question about Dr. Fauci is yes, he should be indicted, and under present circumstances, I don't see it happening. Possibly during the second administration of President Trump, some things like that should happen, but that remains to be seen.
I hope so, but, I mean, he actually says that he has collaborations with them as far as biodefense.
Well, biodefense is a legitimate thing. Manufacturing and fabricating biological weapons is a violation of international law, and that's what he's been involved in.
Well, like I said, you would have to take a look at the actual document and come to your own conclusions.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for the call. Call number is 800-313-9443. Our world is just upside down, inside out, with what's going on. I look at TV news when I have the opportunity. It's as if nothing else exists. Of course, professional sports are held in abeyance right now. There's no professional sports I'm aware of taking place. Do we still have wars going on in Afghanistan and Iraq? There's no news coverage of it that I'm aware of. It's still an active, busy world, even despite the COVID-19 Chinese flu having shut down a lot of what goes on in the world. But the world's still very active with all the many of the things that typically take place still taking place. There is some coverage of what's going on with China, of course. China is getting ready to make their big move, their big push to accomplish their goals. what are the goals of the Communist Chinese? Well, their goal for the 21st century, as far as the Communist Chinese are concerned, the 21st century is their century. The 21st century is the Chinese century. And they're very proud to admit that publicly. And they're doing everything that needs to be done to colonize the planet, quite frankly. They are. My friend Command Sergeant Major Page spent a year of his life traveling north, south, east, west in sub-Sahara Africa. That's the area of Africa south of the Sahara Desert, which is most of the continent, of course. It's a massive continent, by the way. What was his job? Well, his job was to document what the communist Chinese are doing in Central Africa. What are they doing? Well, they're putting in place the infrastructure to colonize Central Africa. Building roads, hydroelectric plants, water treatment plants, sewage treatment plants, hospitals, airports, and on and on and on. Everything necessary to support the Chinese that will be coming there to colonize Central Africa. That's what they're doing. Now, there's a highway between China and Central Africa. It began as a United Nations project in the late 1950s. Of course, the United Nations is now and always has been a communist-run organization. The American delegation that went to San Francisco for the very first United Nations meeting, I believe, the entire American delegation, with the exception of two people, were all communist agents. So that highway goes all the way from China to Africa. It's now complete. It's being used, and used only, by the way, by Chinese motor vehicles or any other motor vehicle that they authorize to use it, which I don't know if they do that or not. They might. They have a heavy presence in Central and South America. And they intend to colonize Central and South America as well. They need space. They got more than a billion people. Now, China's a big country on one hand, but on the other, most of their landmass in China is some of the worst desert on the planet, the Gobi Desert. So their belief is that the 21st century is their century. Now, at my website at thelibertyman.com, we've got an English translation of the speech. Let's see if I can scroll down to that. The speech given by the top Chinese general to his top Chinese military people. Scroll down there. On the right, we have the Navy map that I worked with the Navy veterans, and on the left, a little promotion for the event I did in Cincinnati last May. And right between that, the speech by the Chinese defense minister. So there it is. It's you can read it there. It looks like 20 pages. 20 pages. And let's get to the end of that thing and see what it says at the end here. Okay, there's some footnotes at the end, and so forth. So, it's there to read. Here's this is the last of his speech. Okay. Well, you need to read it. That's the bottom line. You need to read it. Their plan is to conquer the world, including the United States. They want America, but they don't want Americans. We're just useless eaters taking up space. Their space, by the way. Their belief is that since some Chinese explorers were here 600 or 700 years ago, that North America belongs to them, and that the Native Americans are their racial cousins. pretty strange and pretty bizarre. So Dave Hodges has been doing some excellent work on looking into this and getting the documentation together. My friend Jeff Nyquist, who will be with us tomorrow, he's done work for more than 20 years on this matter. And there's others. Those are just two that come to mind offhand. Mike Adams, to a certain extent, helped expose us. He's had Jeff Nyquist on his show. I just started telling people a few weeks ago, I'm getting ready for World War III. I'm not sure what it's going to look like. I know what the possibilities are. And we're at the beginning of World War III right now. The president of El Salvador put out a tweet about 3 weeks ago saying as much, that we were already engaged in World War III, and he moved his military to his borders to protect his country from the communist armies coming north. I don't know how large the El Salvador military is, what their capabilities are, unless they have help from the United States in terms of air power and maybe sea power both. I don't know how long El Salvador could hold out against a full-fledged invasion of El Salvador from these armies moving north. I doubt that they could hold out very long. I might be surprised. That would be great, but I doubt it. Here's the information I got from Steve Bannon, that what we're in right now will segue into civil disorder. And nationwide civil disorder is clearly a very, very good possibility here on Tuesday, the 21st of April. That could easily take place. That civil disorder will segue into civil war. And typically, when we think civil war in this country, we think about what happened in 1860 to 65. It won't be a repeat of that, where you have uniformed armies and two governments. It was not a civil war, by the way. It was already two separate countries. But separate armies facing each other off on battlefields, that's not what it's going to be. It'll be total chaos is what it will be. There won't be one uniformed army against another uniformed army. Total chaos in the cities and suburbs of those cities. That's what it would be. Once we have beat ourselves up in civil war, which won't be something spontaneous as the media will portray it. They'll portray it as upset minorities protesting their lot in life and what's going on. No, it'll be contrived and planned and equipped by George Soros and the communists. Once we beat ourselves up sufficiently, that's when the invasion would begin. And it's already underway, according to the president of El Salvador. What's going on behind the scenes, I don't know, in this country. I have some knowledge about what's going on, limited. So here we are in May. April. It will be May, a week from Friday. It'll be May, the first day of May. May Day. That's the big communist celebration day, by the way, May Day. That would be a good time for them to pull something off, because they revere May Day the same way we revere Christmas, the birth of our Lord Jesus. So that would be a great day for them to pull off something. The communists, when they were doing their final takeover of Vietnam, they were really trying to match up that final takeover with the 1st of May. And it came pretty close. I came very close. I have listeners reaching out to me, married couples, single men, single women, with their various concerns, and they're legitimate concerns. I respect that. They're very legitimate concerns. John, what do I do? So I give the best advice I can. Some people want more and more and more advice, and at some point I have to let them know that my time is limited. If you want a professional consultation, I'll do that. But I can't spend hours with you giving free advice. That's how I make my living, any more than you're a plumber, electrician, or your automobile mechanic will give away their professional services. I can't afford to do that either. But the occasional phone call, a quick email, I'm okay with that. I'm working with a very dear relative, very dear, that I'm helping this individual get prepared. Actually, a couple of very dear relatives. And making sure that they have the equipment they need, the books they need, associated with the people they need to be associated with for what's coming down. We got our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tuesday, the 21st of April. The single most important thing that anybody can do and should do is get their spiritual house in order. Seriously, that is. You know, I do professional consultations to help people get ready, and I've been doing this professionally since the summer of 1977, 43 years ago. Now, it's not my job as a radio talk show host to tell you what your spiritual belief should be. That's up to you. I do feel an obligation, however, to let you know that that part of your life needs to be addressed. It needs to be addressed to your satisfaction. It can and should be part of your daily life, whatever that is for you. Now, moving on from there, you need skills. You may have a group you're working with, may a group of six people, or 60 or 600, it doesn't matter. There's two skills in the biggest demand and shortest supply in any group of men and women. Here's those skills. First, emergency medical treatment skills. Second, ham radio skills. Now, in any group of men and women, I've been worked with enough groups to know that you're going to have a wide variety of very good, highly desirable skills. But those two skills I just mentioned, the emergency medical treatment skills and ham radio skills, they will be in very high demand and very short supply, especially ham radio skills. Within any community, you're going to find quite a few men and women who've had training in first aid, CPR, and so forth. In that same community, you'll find far fewer men and women who have a ham radio license and know the first thing about emergency survival communications. If that's something you want to know more about, the website to begin with is ARRL.org, Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org. That's the American Radio Relay League. It's a mouthful. That's the beginning point. How much time do we have? That's always the question. Weeks? Months? I don't know. This thing could go kinetic here any day, quite frankly. There are very powerful forces at work here. Very powerful forces at work. And they have their timetables, and I don't know what those timetables are. I know that every day of not being at war is a gift from God, and I'll take that. We have a top of the hour break coming up here in less than a minute, and Leon Green, I hope, will be joining us. We'll be talking about all these matters plus doTERRA essential oils. We're getting a lot more interest in doTERRA oils. I don't know I'll check out during the break here what's available with the OnGuard products, because it's something always changing. And we'll give you an update on that as well. Top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.